5
4
3
2
1
Let's go.
It's so true. I'm the storyteller, dropping the realness from my experience.
HLS in the building. Me and Boundaries, we ain't never been friends.
Yeah, it's the logical genius. I don't think you're ready for this knowledge I'm about to drop.
You are now listening to
My 5 cents.
My 5 cents.
My 5 cents podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, the habitual line stepper, and I'm back again to defend my list. This episode was about the best side hustles, and we had some very creative ideas with an amazing guest judge. But between me and you guys, because I feel like you guys are my peoples, you guys are my line steppers out there, this one was a tough loss. Aww. And I have, honestly, one thing to blame. And it's not me. Believe it or not, it is not me. You know what I blame? Poor internet service. Yeah, I said it. Poor internet, poor Wi-Fi, poor something. Because it definitely wasn't me. Here's the thing. Due to the magic of editing and the work we do behind the scenes in the My 5 cents podcast, we were able to kind of clean up the audio, make it sound good for you guys. But what you didn't hear was the choppiness, was the poor Wi-Fi, the poor signal, the lag. And I think that is what happened. Because I don't think that Judge, the incomparable, the smart, the witty, the funny, you guys don't know him like I do. I mean, fun fact, he's our cousin. But despite that, despite how smart he is, despite the family connection, despite his success in business, I don't think he heard my list. So let's recap it. But there's 5 very distinct ways. And number 5, I have investing in stocks that pay dividends. And number 4, another easier way to make money, is do an online survey. And number 3, I have flipping items. And number 2, I have TaskRabbit. And number 1, I mean, these guys said it. I lumped it all into one, is working a second job. So there you have it, right? My list is for anybody. Anybody could do that. Can anybody walk a dog? What if you have allergies? What if you can't walk? What if you're out of shape and you can't walk a block? What if you get hurt? What if you get bit by a dog? Dog walker? I lost a dog walker? I lost the OnlyFans? So Juve had overnight group home counselor. How many of those positions are available and open? I mean, is it a good gig? Sure. And who wants to work overnight when you already have a day job? I really don't think our guest was able to hear effectively due to poor internet service. This might be one of the shortest Make It Make Sense episodes ever. Right? Because if you actually listen to the episode, there's no way. And I should actually call Edward and see if he really stands by his decision. Because there's no way you're telling me that being a referee is better than investing in the stock market. What if you don't know sports? How many referee positions are actually available? And how well do you have to know the sport to actually to referee a game? I don't know sports. I don't follow sports. Is that a good choice for me? Absolutely not. HLS doesn't like dogs. Is dog walking good for me? Absolutely not. But you know what I can do? Can sit at a computer and just give my opinion on a product and get paid. What I can do is drop a couple of bucks, do a Google search, drop a couple of bucks in the stock market and get some dividends. HLS is in the gym, but I'm not taking off my clothes for money. I'm not joining OnlyFans. I don't want a whole bunch of strangers in my car. I'm not driving Uber. You're telling me these options are better? Are better than investing in stocks? Than getting a job at a store where you're learning different trades while you're there? Learning customer service. You might learn how to fold clothes. You might be more efficient. You might learn bookkeeping, accounting, different aspects of that. By getting a job at a market, you might learn invoicing and deliveries, bartending, social skills, which I love. You might learn how to make a cocktail at home. And if you have a dinner party for your friends. But Edwin, my man, 50 grand. A second job as an overnight coordinator at a group home. That's what you're going with? That's really what you... OnlyFans is really what you're going with? Come on, man. Come on. I'm blaming you on the internet. So, I did what I had to do. I had to go out, take a random poll, and see what the people have to say. Just ask some random people, random questions, just to see what they think.
I don't have entrepreneurship spirit, but I can tell you what I think is the best side hustle.
That's fine. Do you think OnlyFans is a good side hustle?
Depends on what you're putting out on OnlyFans. I think if it's lucrative, then it's a great side hustle.
Do you think OnlyFans is better than investing in the stock market?
Body will never go out of style. So if you're selling feet, if you're selling ass, it doesn't matter what you're selling, that's never going to go out of style. But buying stock in a company that could end up going under, that's a bit of a risk. It depends on how much risk you're willing to take.
Okay, best side hustles. Do you think being a tasker, like being a task rabbit guy,
okay,
is worse or better than being an overnight coordinator in a group home?
In a group home?
Yeah.
I think being a tasker is better.
Yeah, why is that?
Because you're not dealing with personalities. You're just going in to cash a check. You can use that check to do whatever you want. You don't have any stress.
So one person agreed with me, one person agreed with Logical Genius. Now, your boy HLS had a few too many drinks, so the other soundbites he recorded didn't come out so well. But trust and believe, a lot more people agree with me.
Yep. There's no way he heard me. I am 1,000% convinced that he couldn't hear me because of poor internet service. It's your boy, HLS. And I definitely made it make sense.
Until next time, everybody, your boy HLS has got to get ready. I got to go to my side hustle. Later.